Okay. Welcome to episode 50 of Thursday Thunder. And the question was just posed, what is confidence? So what is confidence? Is it just a lack of fear? Is it something like money where you don't worry about it when you have it, but when you don't have it, you can't figure out how to get it? And when you already have it, you don't worry about getting it because you already have it? I don't know. My dog is sitting here completely full of confidence. He's practically under the microphone, sprawled out upside down. I don't think he has or does not have confidence. He just is.
I think I'm then truly confident when I'm not striving to be good, when it's not strenuous, when you are at ease. Yeah, okay, it's always the same thing. It's always about being connected. When you're connected to a deeper source, then you're truly confident because you don't have to pretend being confident. You don't have to tell yourself how good you are. You don't have to go back into memory to find out who you are. You're just there and things happen. And you do things. And while you're doing things, you are present. You're not sidetracked. You're not it's kind of a lightness. It doesn't take a lot of energy to make something work, to come up with what I'm going to do next. Now all of a sudden the word innocence comes up. I don't know why, but it's sort of, you feel innocent. There's no guilt. There's no, I got to do, and I have to, I need to be better. You agree with yourself and your surroundings.
It almost sounds like a higher level of peace.
Yeah, that's good you throw this in. It's an inner peace, and somehow it affects what you're doing on the outside.
But I also think confidence is one of those almost contradictory states of being where if you're trying too hard to be confident, you're probably not going to reach it. It's almost one of those where you can try and try and try, and then maybe you give up. And once you give up, then you might get it.
No, it's not even trying. You don't even think about it. You don't. It's just, you are part of it. You're part of it. And something carries you. Something carries you, and for that reason, you can bloom, unfold, you can let go, you can look around. Yeah, you're not afraid of missing anything. Yeah, you're not in a hurry. You are present.
Earlier today we said something, and now I forgot the exact quote, but something about when you're on track, then
you're being led.
You're being led.
Yeah.
And
it was when you're on the right track.
When you're on the right track,
you're being led.
You're being led.
Yeah.
So you no longer need to be out front. You're not paving the way.
Yeah.
You're being led. You're allowing.
And you don't really have to make choices when you're being led. Maybe you don't even have a choice. You know exactly what to do. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Mm. When I'm confident, I know what to do. Without arguing with my memory, with my experiences, with my knowledge and whatsoever. I just know instantaneously, okay, it works like this, and I do it. And there's no barrier. I don't have to overcome barriers. Or if there are barriers, it's more like, oh, nice.
So you say, I know what to do. So what if people listening say, that sounds great, but I don't know what to do?
Okay. If you don't know what to do, do nothing. And that's tough, huh?
Yeah.
That's tough because you are so conditioned doing something. Something got to be done. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And people can't take it to not doing something because then they start scolding themselves.
So it's harder to do nothing than to do something.
Oh yeah. It's very hard. It's very hard to do nothing. However, because people love to be active. They are so active, and that leads to being passive. Because lots of all that being active is running away from being confident. You're being so active chasing your confidence, but you never get it. And that's also a sign of confidence. I'm not running away. I'm not escaping. There's no war. Yeah. Maybe it's all the same thing. We started off talking about confidence, but now it leads to love.
You mentioned war, and we mentioned peace earlier.
Yeah, it's a kind of there's a certain generosity within your whole system.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're being generous with yourself, and you know, you do something, and if it fails, it doesn't affect your confidence. Maybe you get a laugh out of it. It doesn't affect your confidence. You do it again, or you do it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think one takeaway is to not just keep doing something, but to try to do nothing, try to find the silence and find the peace.
Yeah. But also, for some reason, right now, the word learning came up. And I'm confident I'm learning, I'm understanding. Yeah, I'm alive.
But see, that's a difference in confidence and lack of confidence, because if you're lacking confidence, you might not even think about learning. You're thinking about, oh, doing and succeeding and achieving. But if you're confident, then you think, oh, I might be succeeding or I might be achieving, but I'm learning. And that's, when you're confident, I think, then that's maybe not all you care about, but it's important. You just, oh, I'm learning something. Even if I fail.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
When I'm learning, there's an unrestricted flow of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I'm being showered with energy. I mean, the right amount of energy.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm overdoing something, I'm ecstatic, No, that's not it.
Yeah.
It's just the right amount of energy which it takes to do something in an appropriate fashion, or do nothing. you know, while you do nothing, while you are being still, you know you're doing the right thing. And that's also, you know, you're doing the right thing. Right now you don't want to do, you don't want to do anything different. You're not, nothing is lacking.
Yeah.
Now we're really talking about pure confidence.
Yeah.
Not a little confidence or a huge confidence. No, just pure confidence.
Yeah, you know you're doing the right thing. Nothing is lacking.
Yeah.
You're at peace. Mm-hmm. So it's almost, it's like a feeling, it seems, more than like, numbers or mathematics or yes or no. It seems more like an art than a science. But I don't know. I'm grasping myself at the definition.
Yeah. I would even say when I'm purely confident, there is no feeling, because yeah, there's no doubting.
Yeah.
And doubts lead instantaneously to feelings. Yeah. It's just being.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So confident much. Dog is waking up.
Yeah, the dog is waking up. It's amazing. He's like a cat.
This was episode 50 from Thursday Thunder with our guest Herman Baltus, coming to you from Driebergen. In the Netherlands.
What are you
Mecca
doing?
And worldwide metropolitan capital of the universe.
What are you doing with this?
And we'll see you next week. This is Bradley Charbonneau for Thursday Thunder. Bye-bye.
You will broadcast this? Really?